If somebody would like to correct me, they may. You have no control over your dog with this leash because it is because the part that you hold is not the part that's attached to the dog.
Welcome to The Woofy Show, the ultimate dog lover's digest. Meet your hosts, Brian and Magda, two dog lovers ready to help you be the best dog parent, unravel the mysteries of canine behavior, and keep you updated on the latest trends in the dog world. This podcast has something for everyone. Get ready for heartwarming stories, expert advice, and a lot of laughs.
On today's show, we have Abby from Happy Dogs YYC joining us to discuss different types of leashes and how we can use them as an effective tool. Whether you want to go on a sniffy walk or a structured walk, or maybe you're trying to teach your dog how not to pull on a leash during your walks, Abby is here to educate you. What is the purpose behind different types of leashes? So welcome to the show, Abby.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No worries. How about you start us off by introducing yourself and kind of where you're from and all of that jazz.
Okay. Hello, beautiful humans. I am Abby. And I am the owner of Happy Dogs. I call it Happy Dogs because it's D-O-G-Z. I am from Calgary. We are now in Cochrane. And I am a dog and puppy educator, and it's been a passion of mine forever and ever and ever. I have two beautiful dogs myself. I have Athena, who is a Great Pyrenees Newf Husky.
Oh, wow.
So she's a big fluffy girl. And then I've had her since she was 8 weeks old. And then I have my little girl, Rhea, who Maple actually reminds me of, except she's all black. Except for that, she is a rescue. She is a mixed breed.
Okay.
And during COVID, I was working for a rescue and she was at the rescue. I went in to train with the rescue and she was there and she was so big and pregnant. And I was oh my goodness, I'll do anything to foster her. And they're like, of course, go, like take her. And I was like, okay. And then 4 days later, she gave birth to six puppies in our kitchen and it was the coolest learning experience. And I always tell people my training brain absolutely blew up when I saw the way that she was with her puppies and the way that the puppies were with each other. So she has helped me understand so much and understand why certain techniques work really, really well and maybe how we can change some things to make some a little bit more effective. But
so you have experience.
That's me and my dogs. That's me and my dogs. And then I board dogs, which is like we always have more than one dog. And then obviously train, which is also fun.
Yeah, so you have experience in like from going, you know, puppy, also birth, and do you have experience with senior dogs as well?
Senior dogs, one of the reasons why I started boarding actually was for dogs that are not really set out to go to a kennel. Mm-hmm. So we know there are lots of those dogs, puppies being one of them. There's lots of amazing kennels out there for when you go on holiday. But for me, myself, because we have rescue, we actually tried to put them in a kennel just for like during the day. We just went to Drumheller for the day and we put them in and she didn't eat for almost 2 weeks after it affected her so much. And it was since then that I was like, what about all the other rescue dogs? So we really try to help those people that their dogs can't go to a kennel. Mm-hmm. So senior dogs are also one of those, you know, it's a very high stress environment at our house. They just live with us. We do meet and greets and stuff first, but they live with us so that they're just living in our home as well.
That's
so
awesome.
Yes, senior dogs come to us a lot as well.
That's great. Yep. So it seems like you have a lot of experience in today's topic.
And because for all those different stages, you do want to use different tools and it's, you know, an old pup isn't going to need some of the tools that we talk about that a puppy's going to need or somebody who's freshly rescued and needs a little bit more guidance.
So let's start and jump into the topic, right?
Absolutely.
So first of the leashes that we have on our list to talk about is just your standard leash.
Right.
So how about you show us and talk to us what this looks like and what kind of dog parent would get that and all of that stuff?
I would say a standard leash is what absolutely every dog parent probably has.
Yes.
They either have it in the house or hanging at the front door.
I think this is literally what you get given, right?
When I think so. I think it maybe comes with like a welcome pack if you go to the vet and they have like a welcome pack in it. It's just a very standard leash. There is a loop at one end and then a clip of some sort, typically. And I don't know what I would call this. Well,
a clip.
Yeah, this kind of clip. The dog leash clip. At the other end, there's only one handle on it, and it's just a straight piece. Typically, I believe they
are
6 feet.
6 feet.
4 to 6 feet is very standard. You can obviously get all sizes. I think this would be the most variation, the one that has the most variation as well, because they come in all different sizes and shapes and colors. And, and they're the ones probably that could get the most fancy with all of the designs.
Yeah.
But standard really just means that standard. You can use it every, it's kind of your everyday leash. Maybe once we're trained or once they're older or once we're not concerned about having to teach them anymore.
So it's kind of the leash that you would just use all the time throughout the life, really. It doesn't have an age gap or anything like that.
I'm just trying to think. For me also, it's like the backup leash.
Yes.
So I was trying to count. I think I have 3 in my car. And one of the reasons is because I will use them in the car as a tether.
Okay.
So I'll put it around the loops in the van and then I go like this through.
Right.
So I put the clip through the handle.
Yeah.
And now they're tethered to the vehicle.
Wow.
And then you put it on their collar.
That's a really good tip. Well, I have never done that.
That's one thing. And then the other thing is it can do, and I have certainly done it. As I said, the sort of backup leash. If you have a dog that, you see a dog that's out loose and they're not coming, you can easily turn this into a slip leash as well.
Yeah.
So you do the same thing. You put the clip through the handle and then now you have a slip leash where.
Yeah, your dog's head can go through.
Yeah,
the
you don't have
slip.
To, if your collar's broke.
Yes.
This has happened, right? Collars are a whole nother topic. But if your collar breaks, don't freak out. If you have a standard leash, we now have
a
slip leash, right?
Really?
I mean, have 3 in your car just as bad.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a trick that you can learn. Put that, turn that standard into a slip leash.
That's valuable. A lot of new dog parents especially wouldn't know that trick. So that's great. Thanks for sharing.
I think that's probably more what I use it for is not what it's intended for. But so that's
the
standard.
It's not for the standard use. It's for the slip leash.
Well, it's for to turn it into different things. A bungee or not a bungee, a tether or a slip leash. Yeah.
All right.
So that's a standard. I really, it's very universal.
Yes.
Yeah, you find it in every country in the world. You know, this is a leash.
This is a leash.
Yes.
Like if we talk about a leash, this is what people would imagine.
Yes,
right?
If somebody doesn't put another word before it, this is a leash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as we know, there are obviously different types of leashes. So the next one that we're going to talk about is the retractable leash. And as I heard from you before, you are not a huge fan of those.
I'm trying to be very
neither,
nice.
But let's put our feelings aside,
absolutely.
Right? And kind of talk about what is the use for this leash?
Right.
And what does it look like, first of all?
The great thing about being a dog and puppy educator is I like to have that education hat on. So we think about people who this is what they saw their grandparents. A tip for me, my grandparents were breeders of Airedale Terriers, and this is what I saw forever. They lived out in the country. This is what they walked their dogs on. A retractable leash is something that has, again, the standard clip at the end that you attach to the dog's collar. And then the retractable part is inside of actually, I think I've only ever seen it in plastic, into a plastic handle type.
It's kind of like a tape.
Contraption. Yes, like
almost,
tape. Like,
right?
Yes, exactly. Like using the tape. Now, for those of you that can see this, this has a beautiful dinosaur sticker on it because it is my daughter's. Because in our house, we don't use these as tools.
Why is that?
Because in our opinion, my thing is you always want to be able to control your dog.
Mm-hmm.
One of the very first things that I teach anybody is how to properly hold a leash. Maybe we should have talked about that with the standard is how to hold it.
We can talk about it later.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. So for this leash, the only way to hold it is by this handle that it has. There is no other way that you can hold it. You can hold it by the handle and the retractable part and get burnt. A lot of them don't have this thicker leash in it. A lot of them have a rope, I've seen them.
Yeah.
And that burns. And if you've ever got one of those ropes behind your leg, you know how much that burns.
Actually, and, I've seen a lot of videos of people reporting like all these accidents with retractable leashes where they got tangled around, you know, your arm or your leg, or actually they can get tangled around your dog.
Absolutely.
And cause injury, like serious injuries, right?
And one of the things, so one of the main reasons why I do not recommend these is I always like to say, however long your leash is how long your dog has to go, right? So if your dog is in front of you and this is say, I think most of them are about 15 feet. Mm-hmm. So if your dog is at the end of this and it's 15 feet and you're walking on a sidewalk, your dog can now go 15 feet that way as well, which is usually a street.
Mm-hmm.
And
so dangerous.
Absolutely. If you have to think, if you're going to use a long line or a retractable, where are you using it? On a country road? Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, that's, you're going to see them. But the biggest thing is how are you handling the leash? How much control do you have over the leash and your dog at the end of the leash?
Yeah.
With this little flimsy piece of cloth, you don't have any, in my opinion, you don't have very much control at all. And like you were saying, videos, most of the videos that I have seen with dogs ripping their owners onto the street, or you see them going like this down the street, being pulled down the street, I notice that most of them are these types of retractable leashes. And also how easy it is for the dog to get away and away from the handler, because the only way you can hold on to it is with a closed fist. And it is very easy, if you know anything about mechanics of how hands are to rip it out.
Yeah.
And if you have a dog that's bigger than 10 pounds and they see something that they would like to go after, they're going to rip it out of your hand.
So for instance, you have a 60-pound golden retriever and they're lunging and jumping at you or whatever. How easy is it for that dog to break this leash, to rip it out of its thing if they're going hard enough?
Right? So if they're at the end of this, very. Because you know what we should have done is open one of these to show you how insecure they truly are. It takes no force, especially the ones like this is a dollar store one. My daughter bought this with her own money from the dollar store. But you see them. This is the thing.
But they don't get any better, right? Like the quality of a dollar store retractable leash and a $50 retractable leash is probably similar, if not the same.
That's right. And you just heard me click it. Mm. So you can, so I've just pulled it out a little bit. Now I can.
And that's your control, right? It's just one little click.
One little click. Well, how easy is it to just click, click back? And sometimes you don't click it far enough.
Yeah.
And did you hear that one? I don't know. Yeah. That sound. Yeah. You hear that a lot with them too, because the person didn't click it down far enough, or the dog is pulling while you're trying to click it down because you anticipate that they're going to be lunging at something. So they're trying to push the button down, but the dog is pulling at the same time. It doesn't work. It fails.
Yeah. So for instance, you have a dog owner that are swearing by this leash. Okay. They have a small Maltese, let's say. They use this leash. Why would you say this is a bad leash for them to use, even though the dog is small and unable to obviously break this thing?
Right. I think the biggest thing that I like to educate on is, again, that factor of however far out they are from you is how far into the street they can go, or how far into somebody's yard they can go if somebody lets their dog out of the front door. Most of us are walking our dogs on city streets where we have a road beside us and houses on the other side type thing. So really the control of your dog, if somebody would like to correct me, they may, you have no control over your dog with this leash because because the part that you hold is not the part that's attached to the dog.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Of course.
It makes sense to me, but
there may be times, say your dog is perfectly trained. Like there's no such thing as perfect, but your dog is very well trained. It's a senior dog maybe. And you don't want your dog to go too far away from you, but you you know, they're not going to go fast away from you. They're not going to pull for anything. And you're out on some crown land or something mm-hmm. and you don't want to take a long line with you because it's too much. Like maybe that would be appropriate. To have. Yeah. They're not going to get caught on anything because there's no trees. That's why I said crown. I'm like, yeah. like a big like open field.
If you're like on an open field somewhere, then yeah, maybe. Because sure. then you... You know, people will argue probably saying that you can use this leash to potentially recall train your dog if you are not completely comfortable with letting your dog off the leash.
Right.
That could be an argument. What would you kind of say to that?
I would say that we have long lines for that. Mm-hmm. And we will go over a long line. And with a long line, you have a lot more control. So my thing is always control. Mm-hmm. You can't, sorry, I'm going to click that. You can't hold this end of the leash. You could hold this end of the leash, but it's so small that you really truly have no control. So even if you are teaching your dog recall, mm-hmm. which of course we love, a retractable leash would not be the appropriate tool to use that because you don't have the ability to pull them back in easily. I mean, yeah, no, just no.
just no.
No, because if they come in a bit and then they can go right back out.
Yeah. So is there anything good or anything else that you would like to
they
share
are compact.
About this? Compact.
They are compact. I can see the draw. They're also a very, very old tool.
Why do you think people actually opt in to buy this tool? Because you see them more and more often.
I agree.
It drives me crazy.
I go into homes all the time and that's, yeah. and I say, okay, have all of your tools available. You know, the other thing that I really like to educate people on is checking your tools. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what profession we're in, we always check our tools and yeah. we want to check the functionality of our tools. How are you going to check inside of this
yeah.
to make sure Ooh. That the...
Like you're not going to keep unscrewing this thing, right? And check if everything works.
I don't know how. Like there's yeah. no...
You'd have to break
there are
it.
No screws.
Yeah.
You'd have to break it. So with every other tool that we have, we can see
yeah.
with our eyes...
It's transparent
every,
what's there.
That's right. Every part of the tool that we want to check. With this one, you're not... I don't think you're going to know when it's faulty or when you have only... a couple little teeth left on the mechanism that's inside mm-hmm. of there. So that would be another argument. You can't properly check your tool, which yes. you really want to do. It comes down to safety. Number one, it comes down to safety. They are not safe.
Awesome. Thank you.
Do you have anything to add about that?
No.
Seeing
not
you,
at all.
You really just don't have control and it's a safety risk.
Right.
Please, if anybody has any questions about it or anything to add yeah. on, ask us, right?
Of course. Totally. Like ask comment me. On a video or on
Absolutely.
A podcast or whatever, and we can answer all the questions. You know, this is just our opinion of absolutely. How we feel about it, but I'm sure there are people out there who absolutely love this tool for some reason.
Tell us why.
But yeah, tell us why. Yeah. And then we can have a conversation.
I believe me, I have had several conversations about them with lots of different clients and...
It's all about educating.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why we're here.
Exactly. And I'm sorry if I sound a little bit negative about this one. It's just, it's for me, number one with kids, dogs, anything ourselves is safety. Mm-hmm. Safety first.
Right.
You've seen, again, the videos you've seen of the dogs running away because they ripped this out of, it's
yeah.
that, number one. How easy is that to pull? Mm.
Yeah. It can just slip out of your hand.
Absolutely.
Well, if you put cream on your hand, right? And it just
Absolutely.
Slips out.
Absolutely. What if it's cold and you have mitts on?
Yeah. Easy.
They don't fit now.
All right.
On to
let's
the next
move
one.
on. Let's move on to a house leash. So this is my personal favorite. And I swear by this thing. A lot of people will argue that this leash is useless. Or maybe they don't actually understand how is it meant to work. So... Please, Abby, share with us, what is a house leash?
Okay. It is also one of my favorite. It is not my favorite, but it is up there. Absolutely. Yeah. A house, I'm going to explain it for, I always get it.
Yes.
A house leash is any standard leash mm-hmm. that has the end loop or handle cut off. Mm-hmm. So this one is,
so they don't come like this.
They do not come like this.
You have to cut it off. Yeah.
So on the one end, you have the end that attaches to the dog's collar. And then on the other end, it will typically have a loop handle. You cut that off. The reason you cut that off is this leash is used for any new dog coming into a new situation. And the reason why we love it is because I say it's like our extended arm.
Yes.
You have a dog or a puppy, like love them for puppy. Right? There is no puppy I would suggest ever not be in the house for the first,
couple weeks.
Well, until they understand some of the rules.
Unless, yeah, they have boundaries, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it's to teach is those boundaries and are those house rules, hence house leash. Mm-hmm. I also let them wear them outside. Yeah. Number one, again, safety, I'm huge on safety, is the reason why we cut off the handle at the end is so that it doesn't as easily get hooked on any table legs or anything like that. In saying that, you want to never, ever use a house leash or any leash for that matter when the dog is unattended. Mm-hmm. Very important. I would never like to see a dog on any leash ever.
If a puppy is unattended, it should be in a crate.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. It should be in a crate. And in a crate, you should never have a leash on your dog.
Yeah, it can get easily tangled around a neck, around them, or whatever.
They can bite on it. They can chew it off. Absolutely.
Bored.
So always, always under supervision. Mm-hmm. Big one. Please. So house leash. This one is a very inexpensive one that you can get almost anywhere. This one is, I think, 15 feet. It doesn't have to be this long. This is just the one that I use. I'm actually using it right now in my house with one of my board and trains. And it is lovely because, say, puppy is over at the counter and there you can see them. They're just about to jump up on that counter. Well, guess what you can do from 15 feet away? You can just grab that and give them their little tug down just to remind them that's not appropriate.
We
don't jump on the counter. Another one that puppies do a lot is they get those puppy zoomies, right? Or they know that maybe they weren't supposed to do something. So now they have the zoomies and they're running around and they're so hard to get.
Yeah.
Little dogs are also old little dogs too. Any little dog that sort of knows they've done something that they're not supposed to.
Yeah. They get that cheeky thing about them, like, oh yeah, I got away with this. They are hard to catch.
Yeah. And a lot of people, actually, in the last little while, I've had a lot of older people getting puppies, really adopting younger puppies, which is fantastic. But the people who have mobility issues, this is a fantastic tool for them because they may not be able to get to the dog quickly. Mm-hmm. So this helps them with that because they have, again, the extendable arm. So
exactly.
Puppy's going crazy running around. No, I just came from somebody's house. This is what we were doing.
Yeah. even let's say your puppy was, trying to get to a plant that they're not meant to eat, right?
Absolutely.
You can just pull them away.
Absolutely.
Puppies also have tendencies of hiding in a house.
Yeah.
How do you find them, right?
Where's the leash?
Exactly.
Bright red leash, or whatever color. But they're not typically, a dull color. The other thing I was just potty training.
Yes.
You see that puppy. So the biggest thing in potty training is you want to disrupt that motion, right? You want to clap loud, say something loud. Also, get them outside as soon as possible. Well, if you scared them with your clap or something, which unfortunately happens sometimes, but you have to get them outside as quick as possible to potty train them.
Pull
the leash, get them out.
Yeah,
it's just a handy dandy tool.
But I also think another thing about having a house leash when you're dogs at puppies is they actually get desensitized to the click motion. Quite often dogs.
This?
Yeah.
Oh.
So when you take them outside, let's say, and you want to get them.
The actual leash.
Yes.
I hadn't thought about that. There you go.
That's something I thought about the other day. I was like, maybe that's why Maple doesn't really care when you click and unclick the thing because she's just used to having the leash on her.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter because she will have a free rein either way.
Totally.
So it kind of
it doesn't only mean the W word.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, exactly. So she's just kind of chill about it. Don't care. So I think that was also the reason, why it's a good thing to have a house leash when you puppy train your dog.
Love a house leash. Very good for puppies. Amazing for puppies. Also really good for any puppy going into any new environment. Mm-hmm. If you have a rescue or I work with a lot of fosters. So we've got a lot of rescue dogs off the street that have never had a leash on. Again, exactly as you were saying, it gets them used to having a leash on, period, and having that the leash pressure.
Yeah, exactly.
And teaching boundaries.
Yeah. So is there any situation that you would possibly discourage wearing a house leash? Is it not appropriate for certain situations? Like, you probably wouldn't take this outside to go for a walk, right?
Oh, yes. House leash. Yeah. House. Yeah. Please don't ever use
just
this
in a house.
To walk a dog. This is only, yes. Right. So because it doesn't have a handle on it, you can't have that proper control. And yes, so this is only ever to be used in the house, or I guess in the yard as well would be okay, but in an enclosed area. The other place I truly have had people is at the dog park. I've seen them, and it's when their dogs don't have recall yet, which, you know, some people would say they shouldn't probably be at the dog.
No, they shouldn't. I agree. But
this would be a way that you could get them easier,
have more control,
you know, at the end of the dog park. Maybe they do have great recall until they know it's time to leave. The idea is that if they're roughhousing around with other dogs, it might not be that safe because it could still get tangled.
Yeah.
Maybe you certainly wouldn't want a 15 footer.
maybe
like a 4 foot, but it's that idea that it's a lot easier to grab.
Yeah.
And get a hold of your dog.
Awesome. All right. So I think we exhausted that topic about a house leash. So let's go on to a hands-free. So this is another great tool.
Hands-free are my favorite.
Okay.
But there are a few things about the hands-free. So a hands-free, I call an umbilical. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I think they're, I don't know, it doesn't matter, hands-free or umbilical. And that just means that you have one section of the leash that goes around your body and then the other section of the leash.
So I guess around your waist.
What did I say? Body.
Yeah. I mean, it could go in all ways around your body, right?
One section around your waist and the other section that hooks to your dog. So for this one, I love them because you can very easily put a treat pouch on them.
Yes.
So a couple things about the umbilical or hands-free. And I have a couple here to show. But I think one of the main things that I like to point out is that the part that attaches to the dog have another handle lower. So the way I train is we have two types of walks, or we have a few different types of walks, but we have a structured walk, which is when the dog is in that heel position. And then you have the free walk when you're letting your dog go on the sniffari and they have free, they
like
can
a
be
sniffy walk.
Absolutely sniffy walk. So when we're in the structured walk or we need to have control over our dog, say there's something coming at us or another dog we see coming at us and we need our dog really, really close to us. That's what the handle closest to the part that attaches to the dog is very important for.
So it's easy to grip around that.
I love all leashes. Absolutely. I love all leashes that have this. Mm-hmm. The other reason why I love umbilical cords so much is because I can't recall any video that I have ever seen of a dog pulling somebody down the street wearing an umbilical. You have your body weight to help control if, say, your dog pulls or if you drop this, you don't have to worry. The dog is still attached to you. And hands-free, you get your hands free. I film a lot of things. And so I need my hand to be able to
use
film
your phone,
when
right?
the dogs are on their sniffaries or say you want to show off that your dog's doing a perfect heel. Great. You have a hands free. You don't have to worry about your hands being, or another reason
when it's
why
cold
we
outside.
Need, when it's cold, right? When it's cold outside and we want to have our hands in our jacket. Yeah, is you can grab a treat out of your treat pouch to reward because you don't have to hold on to the other end of the leash necessarily, but you have that second loop to hold onto the leash closer to the dog if you need.
Yeah.
So the other part of an umbilical, and so that's one kind with one end. So you have one end that goes around your waist and then one leash for one dog.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see a lot of dog walkers, right? That
absolutely
have hands-free
and
leashes.
So this is why I have brought that. This is my everyday. If I'm not wearing this, like I'm not wearing it around my waist right now, I honestly feel naked without it on. It's just on me all of the time. It is what I walk my girls with, along with any other dogs that I have with us. And so there's a lot of equipment here. People say, are you a climber? And I look at,
it looks like a climbing
harness, doesn't it? Now this one is, I just absolutely love this one because it's, as you can see, a combination of several different kinds of leashes. Now,
Yeah, it looks pretty crazy to me. Any standard person would look at this.
This treat pouch is a bit excessive. This is mine. This is my everyday. I have it. All of the things in there, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't come with this. You buy that separate. I love it because this umbilical can go on. So we'll put the treat pouch aside. So again, you have the part that goes around the handler's waist. Mm-hmm. And then for this one in particular, there are two attachments for two different dogs. And the reason why I love this is because you see a lot of leashes that have two ends for the dog, but it's one leash. And then at the end, it splits into two.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a Y.
These are becoming kind of trendy right now. Mm-hmm. And they're not particularly good. So please tell us why.
So this is why I love this kind. And even there are even lots of umbilicals that you can get or hands-free that you can get that have that Y at the end. Mm-hmm. I personally don't recommend the Y at the end because what if you have to correct or help one dog
and the other
dog is just minding their own business? Mm. You don't have the ability to do that. The other thing is you don't have with it when you have a leash in front of you, it has to go in front of you because then you have two dogs in front of you. You're not in a heel position.
Mm-hmm.
The wonderful thing about this kind of leash is you can have two dogs or more than that, and you can have them on either side of you because there are two totally separate leashes.
Yeah.
Another reason why I love this one is because there are, as you can see, there are separate parts of it. So not only do we have two completely separate leashes, and I'm going to take one leash off to explain why I love the actual leash of this umbilical. So again, you can use it. There's the other thing. It's so versatile. You can use it in so many different ways. At the end, what do we have?
We have a little handle loopy thing. Yes. Where you can shove your hand through.
So at the end that the dog is on, and actually when they sell this in the pictures, they actually have it opposite.
Really?
So they have that this handle close to the person. Oh. And I'm like, well, if that's the way you choose, fine. I would suggest
use this end to actually clip onto your dog.
So the end with the loop, with the handle, goes on the dog. And then there's a bungee. This one is broken because I had a dog that was pulling it. That's mm-hmm. okay. It still works. But look, then there's little hoops that you can attach to make it longer for your free walk.
Yeah.
Or shorter for your more heel position, your structured walk.
Is it easy for dogs to get tangled together if you have multiple dogs?
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
How do you deal with that?
So how I deal with that personally, and even, so I've had, I think, five on this one. And the way I do that is I have these two leashes and then I have the standard leash, just the handle of it around the part that goes on around your waist.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit much to handle, but
it's not for weak hearted. It's for experts. Okay.
a little bit true. So when I have, say I just have my girls, when they're on their sniffaris, typically I have Rhea on the right and Athena on the left.
Mm-hmm.
So that I try to keep that when they're ahead of me too on their sniffari. So if Rhea goes underneath Athena's line, mm-hmm. I will just pull her back to the other side of it. That's the way I keep them
in control. So they don't
control
get too
slash
tangled.
Not all tangled. Does it happen? Yes, it does. Can we live with it? I think so. The other thing that I do when they get tangled is because this one, it's so easily, it's a clasp on the end. It's so easy to switch them in between each other.
Mm-hmm.
If they do switch around, I can just switch the side at my end.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That might have been a little confusing.
So you can unclip it by your waist.
Totally.
So then you can swap it around or unclip it altogether. If, for instance,
you get wrapped around a tree.
Yeah, exactly.
If you get wrapped around a tree.
Then you can unclip it by your waist and then just, you know, switch it around.
That's right. And then the last thing that I love about this is Athena had a big ouchie. And so she had to come off of healing. And so we were going to the park and she needed some freedom. And I had this for walking. And then Rhea, I would let off. But Athena still needed a little bit to slow down a little bit so she didn't re-injure herself.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to make this a long line.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an umbilical long line for my 100-pound dog that really wanted to go play with other dogs, which is lovely because that's what she's used to. But I was able to just connect these two together. So she did have a long line, but I still had some control over her and I wasn't worried about having my arm ripped out of its socket because she's attached to me.
Yeah.
But that's the number one thing is, again, safety. They're attached to you. It's going to be a lot harder for your dog in an emergency situation to pull you. Mm-hmm. And you can have that. I call it a tactical stance, right? Yeah. You're not going anywhere if you know how to stand properly when you have your dog.
Do you use that leash to train dogs to go into heel?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. It, more this one because it's just the one with the one end because it doesn't have the bungee. So I don't recommend the bungee for training because it has that give in it. You can't offer a precise correction. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the biggest thing is that loop at the end for training that heel.
Is there certain dogs or certain situations that you wouldn't recommend this type of leash?
Bungees, a lot of the time, I will not recommend to people that don't have quite...
Well, like hands-free in general.
Hands-free in general.
You don't have time to think. That's okay.
I am. I am thinking, is there any situation that, you know, maybe an elderly person... Mm-hmm. That's like frail, you know, you maybe don't want something around their body. I actually had spine surgery 2 years ago. And so I couldn't actually use my umbilical for a long time while I was healing. And it was awful.
Yeah.
But so maybe somebody with some mobility issues or who's actually healing themselves, because if your dog does go after something or you don't want to hurt yourself, a pregnant lady.
Yeah.
A pregnant lady, I would absolutely say, please don't use an umbilical.
Yeah.
But in terms of dogs, you know, if your dog is too out of control, I would suggest getting them trained up so that because it could be a lot on your body, them pulling your body physically like that as well. So I guess those are some situations where I wouldn't recommend it.
Awesome.
But otherwise, I really like them for safety because they're always attached to you.
Yeah, so it's hard for it's hard for a dog to pull you, right? Like if they're attached to you like that.
That's
even
right.
Though some people might argue that,
well, they can.
They can still.
But I would be hoping that you're correcting that.
Yeah,
that you're not just gonna let. And when I say free walk, I don't mean like your dog is going after squirrels and stuff at the end of the leash. They're sniffing. They're still in control. Mm-hmm. They just have more freedom.
Yeah. So it's better than a retractable, let's say.
Yes, ma'am. but it's great because they still have that freedom. Mm-hmm. It's just controlled.
Controlled, yeah. So they're safe. You know, you keeping yourself safe, your dog safe, everyone else safe around you,
which
is a great thing.
Yeah, and I guess I should say, because somebody will say, well, you said that it's however long out they can go is how long on the street they can go out. For me, one of my rules is for free walking, that's like, say, in an open field. Mm-hmm. Where your dog has to still be on a leash, or when you're walking, I call it like grassy knolls, where you come like along like train tracks or something, like on the correct side of train track. But there's you still never want your dog to be able to go out in front of you as long as they could onto the road.
Yeah.
Safety first.
Safety
all
first.
Of the time.
Awesome. All right. So hands-free leash for everyone. I feel like everyone should probably invest in this leash. I mean, we can talk about in general later on how many leashes should people get, or like, you know, should you have all of these types of leashes?
Great.
Can you just invest in one? But that's a topic for later on. So let's jump into a chain leash.
Okay. So I don't own a leash that is a chain. Mm-hmm. I know people that do. And
but you have a little example
of a slip collar. I think these are called choke chains, right? This is for education purposes only.
Yeah.
That's why I have this. But if you look at a chain, it's very heavy, right? So if we go, okay, so why would we ever use a chain leash? Well, I think we've seen them in music videos.
Yeah.
To look tough. I think that we've seen them in some situations where we don't necessarily have that dog under supervision and they're chained to like a tree or something. You see a lot of rescue videos where the dog has a chain on them.
Does that actually happen for real in rescues? Like, are they chained? Yes. Yeah.
Chained to trees.
Wow.
I believe the only reason why chains are used is because they are so strong. And yes, they are very strong.
Yeah.
Can they still fail? Yes. Yes, I think they can.
Because they can break, over, right?
They get rust. Even, well, this one doesn't have any rust because it's not used. But yeah, they get rust on them. But I think, honestly, that's about the only time I've seen it is if you have.
It's like a fashion statement a useful tool.
So correct. I think, you know, I'm just thinking a lot of, I've seen them on farms as well. Mm-hmm. Where arguably it's to keep the dogs in their area and it's like around a tree. It's when they're going out to go potty. But again, it's they're not under supervision. And the only reason why they're using a chain is because it's out there all year. It's attached to that tree. And that's where that dog goes potty when they're not working or whatever. Mm-hmm. In any case, I don't recommend a chain.
Yeah.
For any dog. It's too heavy.
So like for a standard dog parent, like parent
does not need a chain.
Yeah.
It's too heavy for you to handle. Like there's no way I don't believe you'd be walking a dog with a chain. Have I seen it? Yes. Do I think it's because somebody's trying to look tough and
cool?
Yes.
For specific dog breeds.
You know, it's the other day I saw a gentleman, he had two huge Great Danes, a shovel over his shoulder and two huge chains. And it's the first time I was like, where am I? It was something to see.
Wow.
And you know what? The dogs weren't in control and they were still pulling him everywhere. I'm like, those are Great Danes on chains.
Like, they're like horses, basically.
Basically. And now you have chains.
Yeah.
That's because crazy. I guess some people will think that it's the only thing that can handle their dog's force. Is force the right word? Maybe is, you know, their dog's
their body weight of when they're pulling or.
So I would suggest to those dog parents to get help. Teach your dog how to walk in a structured walk.
Instead
so you don't
get
need
in this
a chain.
Like chain.
And you know, you can get the chains that attach to the collars, but again, still it's so heavy for you and for your dog.
It's
think
not
of
comfortable.
That weight. Think of that weight on your neck. Do you really want that on your dog's neck?
No.
I don't.
No. Well, let's not go into the fact that some people believe that their dog shouldn't wear a collar altogether, but
that's for another day. Yeah.
You know, there's two extremes, like wearing a really heavy collar and not wearing any collar at all. And then there's that middle ground where you probably should be. But anyway, let's move on.
Get educated on leashes.
Yeah. Yay. Let's stay on topic. So let's go into a slip leash. A lot of people are afraid of slip leashes because they feel like they could choke your dog. So please tell us more about a slip leash and how to use it properly.
You need to know about slip leashes is it is my favorite.
Okay.
When used correctly.
Yes.
When showed how to be used by a professional who understands how a slip leash works. So let's go just over what a slip leash is. Mm-hmm. It is typically a piece of rope. I don't think I've seen them in any other, you know, like nylon.
Biofilm.
Totally. And that's all fine. Whatever. But I mean, like, I've never seen a plastic one. Maybe I have actually for grooming, you know, on grooming tables in the showers and stuff. So anyways, the idea is that you have a handle on the end.
Mm-hmm.
Always standard handle on the end, and then a long, 4 feet typically. I think maybe say 4 or 6 feet.
It kind of looks like a handle at the end as well.
Yeah, it does look like a handle at the end. And the idea is that when the dog pulls, the part that goes around their neck tightens.
Mm-hmm.
Now
it works a little bit like. Would you say it works a little bit like a martingale collar?
A martingale it would be great as well. The martingale won't tighten any further than you have it set, right? A slip will.
Yeah.
I would suggest always getting one with a safety on it because you cannot pull past that safety. I have this set for our very little Gordon train right now.
So for those who don't know, could you explain what that safety looks like
Absolutely.
And what is it for?
Absolutely. I'm going to explain a couple parts because there are a lot of different kinds of I do have another slip. Actually, 1 second.
Okay.
I'll show you a slip leash that doesn't have the piece that I suggest getting.
Yeah, so like just show us a little closer what that looks like
as well. The slip leash that I do not suggest would be one without a stopper because it can go that small.
Mm-hmm.
It can go as small as...
As the...
Too small.
Dog, yeah.
Too small.
It can choke someone, hey?
That's right.
Like there's that risk.
Now, is the idea to choke the dog? Absolutely not. So here, I'm going to use...
Teddy
here to show you exactly how I suggest putting on a slip leash. And the reason why a stopper is important for two reasons, actually. So when you're putting a slip leash on a dog, the other part that I really suggest is you get a safety clip for it.
Okay.
And I'll explain.
Does that come with the leash or do you have to
Sometimes if you're ordering them from certain places, they will come with a safety. If they don't, I highly suggest that you do get a safety. I personally have never had a dog get out of a slip leash ever in all of my years of rescue. It's what we use in rescue to mm-hmm. get the feral dog. You slip it over the dog's head, you pull it. You've seen millions of videos probably of you have the treat here and then they go through and then bloop, now
yeah.
we have the dog, right? Perfect. However, again, safety first. If a dog were ever to get their, you know, they really didn't like it for whatever situation. I don't like to think about a dog doing that, but has their paw in and they can get it off. You have the safety attached to their flat collar.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have your dog. Mm-hmm. Your dog is not getting away. Slip leash is absolutely what I suggest for every dog in training ever. Puppy, old dog, doesn't matter. Now, back to the safety. Sorry. So when we put a slip leash on the dog, we have the end that has the stopper, and then we have the hoop that the leash goes through. So when I pull the leash through, it should move very freely through. And that's the side that you want to be walking on. So if I put this collar on this dog like this, or collar,
oh no, the
slip
arm is
leash.
In. The arm is in there.
Oh, geez. Sorry, Teddy.
Safety first.
Safety first. So when I put this dog in this slip leash and I'm going to be training them a structured walk, I want to be on this dog's right hand side. So whatever side the stopper is mm-hmm. on, and the stopper is the piece that allows us to secure the slip leash correctly high, high, high up on the dog's neck. And I'm going to show you something fun in a minute on how we can.
Oh, you should probably turn him around.
There we go. The stopper is on the side that we are walking on. And then when we put a slip leash on a dog, we pull it so it's snug and we pull that stopper down
mm-hmm.
so that it's not going to slip all the way down. Now, this is why people think that it is, or could think that it is dangerous to use a slip leash because you're choking them. Solution. This is the solution that I'm showing you. You want that slip leash as far up behind the dog's ears as possible. You will be able to feel the bones of your dog's ears right behind here.
Mm-hmm.
And what I always do this example. If you have something around your neck like this and you're pulling, that's going to hurt you.
Yeah,
it is. We have dogs that have injury all the time from that. And it's not going to control you very much. If you have something around your head like this, that
it kind
right
of controls
here,
your head rather than your neck.
I call it
right?
like power steering.
Yeah.
You're going to go
where that goes kind of
where
thing.
Where this leash
so
is.
So it's the placement of
it
the
is
leash.
The
that's
placement,
the vital
placement,
thing.
Placement of the slip leash.
Yeah.
It is so important. I can't tell you how many times a walk when we're first learning how many times I have to reposition it either because it is a little bit uncomfortable for the dog and it'll mm-hmm. take them some time. Also depends on coat. If you have a very smooth coated dog, it'll slip down. What I suggest for that is having their flat collar as high up as mm-hmm. you can to keep it from slipping.
Yeah.
The idea just is that it is as high, like look at little Teddy here. That's really high, right? But you know
just
what it is?
Yes, right.
It's not hurting anything
yeah.
in the throat because it's really not on the throat. It's right underneath their jaw.
They're like this skull almost, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And so for Teddy here, the safety, so we had the stopper, that is whatever side the stopper's on, the human's on,
mm-hmm.
and then we have the loop that the leash goes through, and then you have the stopper. So if I have the stopper and I pull, it can't get any tighter.
Wow.
So you are not
able to choke your dog, right?
Right.
And it's tight enough that
I can. Many people that want to do that, but it's tight enough to get. I typically have it a little bit down just so we can deliver that precise correction. You know, if we need to correct the dog, they still need to understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. If we're directing them in a structured walk, we still need to be able to
correct
them. Yeah. But it's not ever going. If they decide they're really pulling at the end of the leash, it's not going to hurt them.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. The important thing to remember is, so I have to take this off to show you and to explain it. When we have the leash pulling through here very smoothly, that is what we want. We don't want it like this because one, it'll pull the dog's hair, and two, it gets tangled on itself and it's not as effective.
Okay.
It will impede your ability to correct properly.
Yeah.
So always remember whatever side the stopper's on, the human's on.
Right. That's a good tip. I didn't even know that. So there we go. I've learned something today.
I cannot tell you how many times I'm with a client. I put the slip leash on. I'm like, okay, let's go for a walk. And I look at it. I'm like, what side do you walk your dog on? They're like, left. And I'm like, hold on. I have to switch. And they're like, yeah. What? So it's all just education. It's if you do it the wrong way, it's not going to hurt your dog other than pulling their hair. Possibly it's just not going to be as effective.
Yeah.
Now I have to show you my very favorite thing in the whole wide world about this particular leash and this particular stopper. We get fancy here, people. We get fancy. Oh, and also always remembering that safety.
Yeah. So that basically just clips into your standard leash.
Onto your collar.
Yeah.
Yes. So that the leash,
if the dog potentially escapes, it's still if not the dog going to. Gets it
off of because here, that you're still attached safety. To the.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Okay, Teddy, we're going to go into real business here now. Okay. So now we're going to get really fancy. This is one of my favorite things. This is one of my absolute favorite tools ever, ever, ever. I call it a slip halty. They also sell other kinds of leashes that come like this. You can look them up.
Okay.
They're fantastic. They are a beautiful training tool. Everybody's heard of a halty, right?
Okay.
That head, the gentle leader type thing.
Yeah.
This is a slip halty, I call it.
Okay.
So you see how I've made an eight. You see how I have made an eight with that stopper? This is, for me personally, why a stopper is actually really important. Yes, it's important for safety, but also this trick. So I make an eight.
Yes.
Stopper in the middle. Same idea. You want this, the safety's in the middle, not the stopper. Oh, I was using the wrong.
That's okay.
Let's do that again. The safety is in the middle to make an eight.
And the stopper is right there.
The stopper is still on whatever side the human's walking on. So in this case, I'm going to be walking on the right-hand side. So we put the loop that is closest to the metal loop over the dog's head first. Okay. So now we have this funky little thing hanging down here, this part of the eight. Now we put this on the dog's muzzle.
Wow, and look at that.
And now we tighten it up and we have our safety still attached to their
collar
because in this case, a paw could take this part off of here. But the great thing about that is when a dog, and this happens very often, again, what Sam was talking about conditioning dogs to muzzle, same with the halty, same with any of these kind of things. You want to do it very slowly and all of those things. If the dog does get this part off, you still have a slip. So all you have to do is just pull.
Right.
But.
So why would someone choose to do that then?
This? Mm-hmm. Why would somebody choose to do this beautiful, beautiful thing?
Yeah.
This is how I train, I think, pretty much all dogs ever. If they will, if it's a puppy, if they will allow me to put this on them. You know, again, if parents haven't conditioned them to have this on, then it's a little bit more difficult. But we can still work towards it.
To condition first and then try to work with it.
Absolutely. Please do. Please do. And this part is so lovely because if you think of a horse, that's why they call them a halty, right? Mm-hmm. Is a harness, right? Or if you think of a horse, you know, you don't have a bit in the mouth, but it's the idea that they are not going to pull on this, and it's so beautiful because when they pull on this, it tightens. And so they get that just a little bit uncomfortable right on the bridge of their nose. And it is the most effective tool ever for teaching loose leash walking.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
That is a great tip. My God.
It's a very similar tool to like a gentle leader that we will talk about, but it's just the slip part of it really enhances that. And the slip leash, this particular slip leash like this is very versatile. Like you can change it and just make it in. So once your dog learns a lovely walk with the harness part or with a halter part on, then you can move it down to just a regular slip.
Yeah.
And the idea is that we're using these for training, right? It's not for ever and ever.
Yeah.
It's just for training. And then you're into a slip that's really high behind the ears.
Is the dog able to still open the mouth and breathe normally and pant and stuff like
Very
that? Like
important.
How safe is this?
Totally. Now, if your dog is pulling at the end of the leash and they're making this as tight as possible, then probably not the best tool to be using right now. I think we need to do a little bit more conditioning with.
So it's not the greatest for reactive dogs, let's say.
I would, to deliver a correction with this, you're more going to be sort of like yanking the dog's whole head around if you were to do like a pop on it. I don't love that. I would rather see that in a slip. Rather than a halty, because you're turning the whole dog, and that could potentially become a little bit dangerous. Could you do it a little bit? Yes. I would suggest though, if we're at that point, we should be using just the slip.
Right.
Yeah. Or a different kind of collar.
So use the slip first. And then if you are comfortable, potentially put the halty on.
Yeah. Or we use the halty first to train nice loose leash walking. It's very hard for me. But
Makes
it's
sense.
Just try it. Like if you have a puller, try it.
Yeah.
It is literally night and day. I'm a pretty okay trainer, but this makes me a great trainer. You know what I mean? Like it's all about the tools that you use. This is just such a fantastic tool.
It's awesome.
That you can use on any dog.
Yeah. So if your dog's a puller and you like, how do I stop my dog from pulling?
Yeah.
Use that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The only thing I guess that it competes with my other favorite leash is the umbilical is you just have the handle, but you have so much more control over your dog.
Yes. So for instance, if you don't want to have your dog attached to you can still use a slip leash like that with a handle instead.
For me, it's either a slip or an umbilical.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So the next leash, there's so many leashes. It's ridiculous.
Never ending.
But people need to know about these tools because, you know, they just get your retractable leash and that's it kind of thing. It's like there's so much more out there of these tools that you can use for different purposes.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about a traffic leash. So this is a new thing that I've learned about the other day. So tell us a little bit about it. Like, what is it exactly used for? What does it look like?
It doesn't even really look like a leash, does it?
No.
So a traffic leash, or I call them training leashes as well. I think it's called a traffic leash because you don't want your dog to run into traffic.
Yeah, maybe? Potentially. I think it's because, for instance, if you're in heavily trafficked area, you want your dog super duper close. So
that makes so much sense.
That is why.
That's why you're here. So it's about, I don't know how long, that's not even a foot.
No.
It's a very, very short leash. It's the shortest leash you've ever
like
seen.
It's like a Subway kind of. Yeah.
Right, so 6 inches.
Yeah.
So again, you have the standard clip on the one end and the handle on the other end. This would be a good time because it's so small to show how to properly hold a handled leash. So
exactly.
Because it's so small and lovely.
Let's do it now.
We can do it now. So on a traffic leash, we put any leash with a handle, we put our hands. The first thing I teach any child walking a dog. So important. Anybody, put your hand all the way through that loop and then hold the leash part.
Yeah. We will also include a picture.
Yes. We're going
to show the close up
of my daughter.
Yes.
You have a lot more control over this than if you're just
holding it
willy-nilly like this. Thinking of, we live in Alberta, we have winter, right? We've got mitts. it's just a lot easier to put this around. I mean, put your mitt on after if you have to, but then be able to
that
hold
extra security right there. Absolutely. Right?
The only thing with children that I say is if the dog is like a safety first for kids, right? If the dog is going to pull for whatever reason, I always tell them let go of the leash. So we actually practice quick release. Oh, gosh, this one's really tight. I can't quick. So
but
actually,
normally the loop is a lot bigger,
for
right?
For a kid's hand, this would be okay. For an adult's hand for quick release, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
But I only usually teach quick release for kiddos because obviously the safety of the child.
Yeah. So you don't want the child to be dragged,
exactly.
The dog.
Exactly. So hand all the way through the loop and then holding on to the actual leash. Now you can see when I was talking about the flexi or the, retractable leash, why holding on to that little piece of plastic just isn't as secure.
Yeah.
Like you have a lot more control with this now. Traffic leash is exactly what you said. When you want your dog really, really close to you, this is why I suggest all leashes that you're walking with have that extra loop at the end.
I was going to say, it's kind of like all the other leashes, how they have that extra
except without
bit.
The leash part.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it acts like a traffic leash a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But this is just a separate part that can dangle off your dog, for instance, if you don't have an extra bit of a loop, right? That you can hold on to.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, actually, I didn't even think about it. If you have a standard leash and you want to switch the length of your dog's leash, then this could totally be if you have a tall enough dog.
Yeah,
this could
can
be dangling
just like
off them. Or you can have it in your pocket.
Yeah. I mean, it's small enough, right? Yeah. Like, let's say you are in Banff, heavily trafficked area, loads of people going around. You want your dog nice and close. Yeah. So you can just use this, right? Okay.
I have to say I don't use them much, but
me neither.
but that's
like
because my leashes have like all of my leashes that I have that extra loop on the end.
Yeah.
But for training, I mean, this is great. It's a great tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably wouldn't use it for a dog that you're just going for a walk or a sniffy walk, right?
Right. Obviously. It's certainly not something that you can use for a sniffy walk. It's also, I was thinking about, it's also something you couldn't use on a very small dog.
True.
Unless you're going to bend all the way over. Like you need a pretty tall dog. At least for me, I'm a pretty tall lady. You need a pretty tall dog to make this work.
Yeah. Not appropriate for small dogs.
Not appropriate for everybody.
Yeah.
A cool tool.
It is.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The only other place actually that I could see this work, you know, they make them the car seat leashes, but on this end's a buckle.
Yes.
To go into the seat belt.
We got that.
Yeah. Yeah. But you could also... No, you couldn't.
You could. No, I don't think you could use that.
No, I was
going to
say you could do the tether, but you can't because it's too small.
Yeah. It would like literally force your dog to lie down or something.
Yeah.
No, which is not the
idea. It's a great training tool. Great training tool.
But it's good to explore these ideas, right?
That's actually one kind of leash that I didn't bring was the car seat leash.
I actually have it, but
I think it's this with a buckle that goes into this. It's maybe a little bit longer so they can sit up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Traffic leash.
That is the traffic leash for you guys. So next one, we've got a bungee leash. So we kind of already talked about a bungee side of things, but let's talk about it some more, I guess.
So this is your beautiful leash.
Yes.
This one has some bungee in it. It has very little bungee in it, which I like.
Yes.
And look at what else it has.
Yeah, the little loop
so
that acts like a traffic leash, I guess.
The only kind of bungee leash that I would suggest using is one that has an extra handle on the dog's end for when you do not want them to have that extra length. Mm-hmm. They are lovely because when you're doing your free walk, they have that extra bit of give. And for pullers, if they're pulling a little bit, it's just that little extra comfort for you, I guess, because it's not as tight as a pull.
Yeah.
Do you want your dog pulling anyways? No.
No.
But
no
when they're on their snifferies. So and I've seen leashes that are the whole thing is bungee, which would be very comfortable. But again, the control that you have over your dog is not as strong as.
They are actually very popular with dog owners that have dogs that do
that pull. Exactly.
And
because
it's like,
comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable for you, but you're not actually doing anything
to teach
your dog.
No, exactly.
Exactly. So, yeah, not a great tool if you're trying to teach your dog how to walk properly.
The only thing, I guess, like on my umbilical that I was showing is it does give them, I guess, a little bit more length mm-hmm. when they're on their free walk. Mm-hmm. But again...
So I'll tell you what we use this leash for. Mm-hmm. We use it when we, for instance, go hiking. Yeah. So we attach that to a harness because we don't really want to wear a collar in that instance right. in case she slips or whatever. Yep. And we need that control to pull her whole body or whatever.
Right.
So I think this is perfect for hiking, for instance.
Sure.
Because Agreed. It does give them that extra room as well to roam around and sniff, you know, new environment and things
exactly.
like that. But yeah, probably not the greatest for pullers. I would
it
say.
It looks like this one can also be an umbilical.
Oh, yes, it oh, can. Yes. It is a pretty fancy leash.
I love versatile leashes. Yeah. I'm not sure what this is for. Maybe poop bags?
To clip things
okay.
onto.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I love it. I like the handle. It's got a little extra cushion for your
very
your
comfy.
Comfort. Very the only, you know what? You know, as I'm holding this, the only thing that's making me a little bit scared
okay.
is like if you're holding it
yes.
properly, you could like... Maybe not super
but,
easy, but you
I mean,
can go
I
like
guess
this.
My dog.
Yeah, your dog. It's perfect for your
dog.
Your
dog
doesn't pull
right. really. Perfect. So for us, it works, right? For
I, instance, you know what I think I'm realizing about this whole talk right now is think about your dog.
Yeah.
Right? Every
exactly.
dog, same as training. Every dog is individual. Mm. Think about what you need for your dog
yeah.
and what tools would work best.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know?
If your dog's not much of a puller, it works pretty well because
Absolutely.
You've put that work in
That's
at the
right.
start.
Yeah.
Then you can allow yourself to buy these fancy leashes with a bungee, right?
Right. That's right. And
but
still
it's still
always
safe.
Have that loop closest to the
yeah.
dog.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So that's all about the bungee. Now we have something called a long line.
Long
I don't really
lines.
Use those very much.
I do.
I have used it once when we were at the sporting events or whatever, and I wanted to give her a bit of a free rein to run around, but she still had to be secured. But I find that it actually burns my hand because of the material that it's made out
right.
of. So it actually, we had an accident where I bent my hand really badly because Aww. She just kind of
Yep.
went
yep.
pegging after a ball because we were playing around.
Because you were playing and it burned you.
Yeah, so I was stupid, obviously.
Well, so the biggest thing with long lines is it takes some practice and some skill.
Yeah.
It's one of these tools that I recommend to clients and dog owners, but I warn that you need to practice with them,
mm-hmm.
especially, so we have like a very cheapy.
Mm-hmm.
It's 15 feet that I use as the house leash as well. I just
yeah.
clip so this is one with the loop still on it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 15 feet, but they can come all the way up to 50 feet. This is a 50 footer.
Wow.
I
That is a lot.
Love them.
Yeah.
I really do because when you're teaching recall,
yeah.
it's really great. Or when you have areas in the city that your dog has to be leashed on,
mm-hmm.
my dog's still on a leash.
Still
it's
on
just
a leash.
A 50
yeah.
foot leash.
Yeah.
However, some people just like you kind of have to be really coordinated and it's anybody
it can get tangled and stuff.
Horribly,
right?
horribly
yeah.
tangled. So you see how mine are wrapped up like this is because if they're in my bag, just willy nilly, they're all going to be tangled.
Yeah.
Think of like a chain,
necklace,
like a necklace.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. They're going to have knots and everything all over. So I always say and caution, it's kind of like, if you've ever seen anybody or if you've ever worked with a horse with a long line, how you have to, here, I'm going to show you how you have to have this. Also, when you're putting a hose away.
Yes.
You know
oh
how
God.
You, or an extension
patience.
Cord. Well, patience, you don't, because you have to do it quick
patience
for these.
Key.
So I'm going to show you. So you have, this one's only a 15 footer and you can see like how tangled
yeah,
that can, or,
already.
And, you know,
gives
our thing
me
is safety, right?
I'm like, oh, my
I
God.
I would like this only to be used in open areas.
Yeah.
Right? Can it get tangled on the dog? Absolutely it can. So we're going to stop and we're going to say, let's fix all of my dogs. Let's fix your legs.
Mm-hmm.
And we untangle our legs and then
yeah.
we go again. I'm not going to use it for playing fetch for like a long distance because it's just, you don't know how short 50 feet runs out in. It seems like forever, but and then you're at the end and then you get pulled. It's just horrible. Yeah. And then you've accidentally corrected your dog.
That's exactly what happened to me.
Sorry.
I was literally, I was so dumb. I was just like, oh, happens, you know, because she was stuck in a crate all day. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to throw you this ball. And I didn't realize how far I threw this ball. And then I was trying to get her back. And that's how I bent my hand.
Yep.
Exactly what happened.
Well, you learned the hard way.
Yes. So now I don't use it at all.
Well,
because I've got, you know, anxiety now.
I understand.
But please tell us how to use it properly.
I really like it for the freedom of it, right? So if you're, there are a billion and two different parks around that are open fields, but your dog has to be on a leash for safety, for kids, for whatever, right?
Yeah.
I guess the biggest thing is understanding how to use it so you don't get hurt. Is there still potential? Absolutely, there's potential with every tool.
It's a tool, right?
So I guess practice. So I always still really like to have that loop around your wrist and then holding on to this end. But then it's definitely not hands off. Like it's not hands free. You need both hands at all times. So your dog is at the end of that and your dog's playing around having fun. And now you recall your dog. When your dog comes back to you is when you're going like this. And this is what you have to practice.
It's a little bit like rock climbing.
Sure. It's anything with a rope. I think if you have a big thing of extension cord, you don't want it to get tangled. Same kind of deal.
Yeah. You just feed it through, right?
So just do, if you're going to use this practice, throw it away like a fishing line.
Yeah.
And then you do this that. Is how, now obviously you have to like roll it up when you have, like this takes a while to roll up to put back in its package. But I use this one a lot for teaching recall. I think that's probably the number one is teaching recall, being in a field with distraction. And I have a triangle game that I play. Like, you know, you have three people and it's still for recall, but you still need to be on a leash for safety.
Yeah.
But they have that ability. You're allowed, you can get that area that they're working in a lot bigger with a long line.
Yeah. So who is it not appropriate for? Dumb parents that don't know how to use it.
I have to say, like, I have had dog parents that I've had to say, okay, it's not the tool for you because truly it's too much to handle. So, but again, practice. If you're willing to take in a little bit of time to practice with it, I think it would be okay. Who is it not appropriate
for? Is it good for small and large dogs?
I think so.
Young dogs?
You know, the only thing, if you had a really, really small dog, it wouldn't be able to handle this much weight of 50 feet.
Yeah.
Right?
That is a lot of weight, right?
So you would have, you could still use it, but you would have to help it. So when you, so when it's gone, see when I threw it like that, it's still attached to me, right? I wasn't worried about the dog going anywhere because it's around my wrist.
Yeah. So you still have that control.
You still have it around your wrist.
Even though it's long, right?
As soon as the dog runs away, for a small dog, you would have to be reining it in.
Yeah.
See, look at this.
Yeah.
That happened from one throw, you know? So it's just so
practice.
I do want to talk about who doesn't use it.
People have to be trained how to use this, right?
Isn't that how it is with it? Any training of any dog, it's always the people. Your dog's going to love it. That's for sure. I think who you would not use this leash for would be an aggressive dog, a dog that has reactivity issues, a dog that's only going to be at the end of this pulling.
Yeah.
Because you've just extended their,
you have zero control. Like the dog doesn't care about you. They're there, want to run away somewhere, right?
I think it's a great training tool, but it could be misused as a flexi type retractable.
Yeah.
In saying that, you have a lot more control with this than you do a flexi. Simply just
because you
the
can
fact
hold on to it.
Because
properly.
You can hold on to this.
Mm.
Your dog is not going anywhere if you have the end of this.
Yeah.
That reminds me of something else, though, that I just want to say really quick.
Sure.
If you have a dog that's a really bad puller, has really bad reactivity, and they are on a leash, even a long line, any kind of leash, and their collar isn't fitted properly, they're just going to slip out of their collar. Like if they want to, that's what flat collars are dangerous. Mm-hmm. They are. If you don't have a dog that listens, or if your dog were to accidentally slip out of a flat collar, which I cannot tell you how many times I have seen. That's why I love the slip leash. You just have to be careful, right?
I'm a big fan of a martingale, yep, personally. Sure,
for that reason. Totally.
For that reason. Absolutely. Like you have so much more control over Absolutely. Your dog. Absolutely. And it just applies the pressure evenly, right? Like, that's just my opinion. Yep.
Gotcha.
And my dog is very responsive to the martingale.
Works so that's, for you.
Yeah, it works that's for right. me. That's it right. might not work for everyone else. But
that's right.
Yeah. Okay, so we have already spoken a little bit about the gentle leader, but you have this cute little device.
So this isn't a leash.
Yes.
But I understand that they do make leashes like this.
Yeah, and so it comes as one part, right?
Yes. And as I was saying about the slip halter that mm-hmm. I make, they do make them mm-hmm. for that. They do make specific ones. I don't want to name it. But
yeah.
there is at least one that I know of that you can get that right. is attached to the leash,
mm-hmm.
Very similar to the slip that I was showing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a halter or a gentle leader attached to a leash, but it is just a gentle leader. And I love them for the so exact same reason.
So it's almost like
a
collar, you would say. It's not really a
this
leash.
This is more of a collar.
But they do come as
But
one
they do
piece.
Come. That's right. So again, I really like them because you do go over the muzzle as well, and you're controlling your dog with the whole head, not just around the neck. There's no pressure on the dog's neck at all. It's on the bridge of the nose.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that, and it still has a little bit of that pressure when you pull on the mm-hmm. leash. The other thing that I like about these is most of them are sold now with the safety. So you would have this safety clip attached to the dog's flat collar,
right.
and then you have the leash attached to the loop underneath.
Oh, wow.
So the okay. idea with a halter is that you're controlling your dog by the neck.
Yeah.
So you see that. So if you're walking on this side,
you're just gently pulling and leader, leading your dog to the right direction. There we go.
That's it. And so they're very prone. They're maybe not most, but a lot of dogs will, with conditioning, of mm-hmm. course, have great success for not pulling. The one thing that I do say about these tools is your dog is they're not really being taught. It's more of a tool so they don't pull.
Mm-hmm.
You're not teaching them not to pull. You're using a tool that they won't pull in. So you're not teaching your dog to walk nice,
mm-hmm.
but your dog is not going to pull because they don't like the pressure on their nose. So you're not teaching okay. them how to heal. You're teaching them that they don't like the pressure on their nose.
Okay.
Makes sense. Can you use it as a tool to teach healing? Yeah, you can. And can you phase this out? Yes, you can.
Yeah.
And should you? I think so. Because then you're actually training your dog.
Yes.
And you're rewarding them for when they're in that heal, walk nice, whatever you're going to call it.
Would you recommend this tool to use on like everyday kind of walks? Or is it just something where you say, hey, today we're going to do on like a structured training kind of walk, and this is what we're going to use in order to train, right? Or would you use this as, oh, this is my everyday thing that I use?
I think that's really individual.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for the people that I recommend these for would be somebody who doesn't have the time. The patience, the money maybe to hire a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a quick fix. This is more of a quick fix for pullers. So those dogs will use them for their life if they're not going to train them. I'm quite fine with that. If mm-hmm. that's what you have to do, because that's the only tool that you have and that's the only way that you can get your arm from not.
But at least you're doing something,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. At least your
Some
dog
people
is
just accept that the dog is pulling
yeah, no.
and they're just like, that's just what my dog does. But there are tools
Absolutely.
Like this yep. that you can use to fix it somehow, right?
Absolutely.
If you can't afford a trainer, for instance.
That's right.
Yeah.
yeah. So again, it's not training your dog to not pull, but it's creating that like it's just a little bit of discomfort. I'm not saying like it's hurting them or anything.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people are scared like that this could potentially hurt my dog.
This is not going to hurt your dog. This could hurt your dog if you're yanking on this. Because look at that. Like you just whipped your dog's neck around. Like you don't do that.
Yeah.
No, it's a gentle leader. You too. You have to gentle. Just that light pressure on this is enough for them not to pull. And it really is a great tool. I really love it. I prefer the slip.
So it's slightly uncomfortable for your dog, but it's
on the bridge of their nose, though, not on their neck, like a choker or any flat, anything.
But it's great because you don't have to actually use all of your strength to get control of your dog. You just slight pull and that's your correction there.
And as a training tool, absolutely can work. As long as you are training it or using it as a training tool and rewarding for that good heel, good whatever words you're using. And then you can phase it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I had one time all I have to do now is if she's pulling a little bit at the end of the leash, I have to look at her and be like, do you need your halter? And she's like, oh. She just doesn't like it. She doesn't like it. She'll tolerate it, but she really doesn't like something around the bridge of her nose.
I don't think most dogs do. Hey,
so, you know, so I've had really great success with like really hyper, like mixed breed, like German Shepherds that just sort of like, I'm going for a walk. This is the most exciting thing ever. And you put the gentle leader on or the halter, whatever it is. And they're just like, okay, but I'm going to stay beside you because I have to, but I'm still really, really excited. They have to
contain themselves at that moment. Because they
just don't love that. And those are the kind of dogs that I would absolutely suggest for is those really, really hyper. I want to go. Okay, fine. But you still have to listen a little bit. We can go, but we're going to just chill down just a little bit.
Is it good for dogs that have a really short snout?
There's another thing, the ones with, there's a name for it.
What are they? Frenchies, for instance?
Yes, okay. Like, Frenchies, pugs, mastiffs, those kind of.
I don't know the technical word behind it, but basically anyone that has flat face.
Flat-nosed, you know, those poor dogs. I love all dogs. Doesn't matter. I just feel very bad because no, you shouldn't be putting anything around there. You can't really.
Yeah, exactly.
And also I have struggled.
Like, I'm sure there will be a person who will try to pull.
I mean, you can try, but it's not going to work because it's going to slide off.
Yeah.
You can get really fancy leashes made that kind of go around or not, it wouldn't be a leash. It would be a collar. Sorry.
Yeah.
A collar type situation that fits them a little bit differently. The only thing is like even a slip leash on a pug or like it's just their necks or so like they don't really have a neck. Like it can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't many times that I recommend a harness, but honestly for those ones I do.
Yeah.
And it just takes a lot of training. Mm-hmm. to get them under control
and to be in heel position.
With the short snouted ones, slip leash, as long as they have a neck enough, will work okay, but you have to be really careful. Again, you work with a professional to find what
works for you, like what type of tool to use.
Harnesses
otherwise
are
just get a standard leash.
Right, you're gonna have a standard leash anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, let's move on to our last kind of leash that we've got here, which is the climbing rope leash. And it's basically, I would say, kind of like a standard leash. It's just the actual material of it.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's necessarily a type of leash. Look at this one's sold. It's coming apart.
Yeah.
I think it's just the material that it's made out of. You can get them really fancy colors and everything.
Yeah, I see those a lot, actually. People buy them, especially for dogs that pull as well, because they think, oh, these are indestructible. Like, if my dog pulls, maybe it won't break.
Oh, because it's made of a climbing material?
Yeah.
Or...
I think that's the thinking behind it, but I'm not sure. Maybe you can tell us more.
Well, I still happen to have this one beside me, and I can tell you they're weaved pretty much the same.
Yeah.
You know, like,
but
really,
like that's kind of like what goes maybe behind people that choose to buy this type of leash. Sure. It's more durable.
They are very durable.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They have a little bit of give in them, which is kind of nice. Like they just have a little bit of give, which is nice. So this one is just a standard leash that I have. And it has, again, the handle on the end. It does not have a handle. I haven't seen too many that have mm-hmm. that extra handle closer to the dog. So I don't necessarily love that part. Mm-hmm. And it just has a standard clip on the end. And then this one is a slip leash made out of the same material. This slip leash, however, does not have that safety stopper.
Yeah.
This slip leash I only use for puppies and very small dogs. Because okay. it's smaller and it does have that little bit of give in it, but because it doesn't have a safety, I don't use it often.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think, again, I think it's just a material thing.
Yeah. It, yeah. There's nothing really particularly special
about
strong.
It. They're strong, but you durable. Have to look at the other parts of the leash as well. Is like some I'm showing. So they have the rope part of the leash, and all it is it's just folded over itself and then sewn.
Yeah.
In here. I would be checking this leash off. This is a very old leash. It really is. Mm. But this part covers it.
That could kind of come
always,
apart.
Always, always check your, once a week, once a walk. Just check your tools. It's very important. And with anything, with any profession, anywhere, always check your tools.
Would that burn your hand, for instance, if you try to get control over your dog?
Oh, yeah. Not right? as bad as a flexi.
Yeah. No.
Or a whatever.
Not
a
as
retractable.
Bad, but still, right?
But it's going to, yeah. Gloves are a good thing to have if you need them, but so are the flat leashes.
Yeah.
You know, leash burns suck.
Yeah, I mean, the only
than your dog
one.
Getting hit by a car, though.
Yeah, that's
if
true.
That's, you know, if that's what we're stopping.
I would rather bend my hand, to be honest. But I think the only leash that doesn't really give you bend is the biothane, right? Like, does that give you a bend?
I haven't worked with them too much.
Yeah, that's the ones that they recommend usually when you do like dog sports and things like that. Because
see, that's why I don't know about it.
Yeah, when you try to hold on to your dog or like, you know, it doesn't bend your hand.
See, I should have had one of those. I didn't.
We have one.
You have them.
But it's basically just like a standard leash, just made out of biothane. Yep.
So it's gentler on your hands.
It's a lot better because, you know, Maple gets really excited, giddy, starts running, and I'm like, oh, no. And I found that it doesn't actually burn your hand.
No,
so
see here, I thought it was just gloves. Wear gloves. Biothane. Well, we'll have to. There are some very fancy leashes that I'm.
I mean, I'm sure there's gonna be someone that will come at me and be like, "Oh, I have a biofriend and I bend myself." But like for me personally, those work great. So okay, I feel like we are at the end of our leash talk here. Unless you have anything, any other leashes to talk about, or
I don't think we.
Any
have,
final
I'm
thoughts?
Sure, there are more. If people have more questions about different leashes that they have, there is just one thing that I was just thinking about. Thank you for whoever just reminded me of that. So we were talking about chain leashes in the beginning.
Yes.
And that situation I have seen a lot when people have their dogs tethered to a tree or whatever it is. There's some situations in life where we want our dogs attached to something like that.
Yeah.
If we have a larger property, say we're out at a cabin, say we're camping, you can get the ones that go into the ground. Here's what I suggest in that situation. You can go and you can just get like a long piece of rope, or if you want to, you can get the long line. But what you do is you get a long piece of rope and you tie it around two trees. And so then you have one long strip like this, and then you attach the leash, the handle, or two leashes
you can, like,
around.
Yeah,
so
put it through.
You can, what's it called? There. So the I should have brought one. Shoot, I have one in my car. they're a piece of plastic, and then there's a metal part in between. Okay, hold on. There's plastic on the outside and metal on the inside, and then they have a regular clip on the end. And
okay,
there's two clips, so there's a clip on both ends.
Right.
You can get them at most hardware places, and also
do you know what's a technical word for it? No. We'll find out. We will Google it later.
Most often they're sold with the tethers that go into the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm not, I can't remember what that's called, but most often there's, so anyways, the idea is that you have one attached to the trees.
Right.
So you would put, have a tree, have it around like this, and then you have the other end attached to another tooth.
Yes, and then you attach
the other one, so you'd have two clips on the dog's collar. But it is that free. It's kind of like a zip line, you know. So yeah. Your dog can't get tangled on anything. Your dog's not. You have it far away from the fireplace or whatever. But it's just like I'm thinking that camping situation.
Yeah,
you have two trees. Let's start doing the more zip line
so it gives look
instead
mobility.
Of the tethered to the ground or chain on the ground or yeah. whatever. It's more safer.
Yeah. Well, safer. Thank you.
Absolutely.
For your final thoughts there. Why don't you share with the audience of where they can find you or connect with you and things like that?
Okay, so we're Happy Dogs.
Happy Dogs Happy, on Instagram.
D-O-G-Z-Y-Y-C on Instagram. And on Facebook, it's Happy Dogs with a Z. And our website is happydogs.ca. This is a Happy Dogs logo. We also sell merch. This is Happy Dogs because, look, it's Happy Dogs.
Yeah.
I do basic training. I do a lot of referrals to other trainers or behaviorists. Mm-hmm. If it's something that your dog needs, anxiety cases, things like that. I have a lot. I like to be the connector point. I say spiritually, I'm a connector.
Okay.
I like to connect people to other
people and places. That's amazing.
I have a lot of services on my website that are Happy Dogs approved. I have a whole Amazon list of products that are Happy Dogs approved. I also do boarding. I have to tell you though, I'm already booked into August for boarding because I'm looking into expanding that into other homes because people just really love that having their dog board in a home instead of in a kennel.
Yeah.
I love doing it. I'm trying to expand. Believe me, I am. But so hit us up for boarding if you need training and connection of any sort.
Yeah.
The other thing I do is off-leash introduction and etiquette. I'm awesome. Very passionate about off-leash and educating people on how to properly be at off-leash.
That's
parks.
Great.
So, yeah, that's us. Happy Dogs.
Happy Dogs. Go and connect, you guys. So that is from us today. Thank you so much for coming here and talking to us all about leashes. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Can't wait for the next time.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk about collars.
We're going to have to do collars next. Absolutely.
Awesome. Well,
there's a whole nother world of collars out there.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you guys for listening to today's show. I hope we were able to answer most of your questions about different types of leashes, what is the purpose behind them, and how you can use them as an effective tool for your dog. And if we haven't answered some of the questions, or maybe you are still confused about some of the leashes out there, please remember to leave us a comment down below on this video or give us a Q&A on our Spotify account, and we will be able to answer that for you straight away. Also, don't forget, if you like this show, to support us by leaving us a like or a follow or subscribe to our channel. That would really make our day. And if you took anything out of this episode, I hope it's one thing: that you should definitely throw away your retractable leash because it's absolutely useless. So that is it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in and see you next time.